Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me.
This is Parker Pepe's on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And it's July 16th, 2017. And it's a 3-hour live program. And we're happy to have you here. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I wish to thank everyone for the journey that we've been on for 10 years to expose into the national stage the effect of carcinogenic agents and other forms of sterilants placed in the drinking water in the real world. It's taken us from exposing government activity and human research on humans for 45 years before 1994. When the EPA placed a $10,000 fine on waste disposal plants if they didn't put in ammonia into the drinking water. Of course, you understand they put the chloramine, which is the basis of it. I talked about it on the homepage of RBN. Chloramine causes health damage, and it's with some of the medical parameters that is very real world. As to how it affects your body, how it affects medicine, and how it puts forth various forms of real-world clinical changes in the body. And taking it from that day, 10 years ago, starting on RBN, we are now in the process of all that work. I analyzed hundreds and hundreds of medical records and patients, the government's own work, by the way. And I believe about 5 shows ago, not quite sure, it's on the archives, and the producer has put the title of the show on the archives, so you can't miss it. But I did a expose, which was a fourth one in 7 years, on 1-2-3 TCP. And, of course, this is a carcinogenic agent that's in the drinking water, which the government has never acquiesced on setting any kind of standard. It shouldn't even be in the water. It's used in a very subtle way in coagulation and flocculation processes. In other words, putting various molecules together in the water for other chemical reasons, for making foam and aspects of other kinds of drilling operations. When I first started, of course, it causes cancer directly. I mean, it's one of the 19 that are in the drinking water, which the public seems to just go blind eye, like a deer staring in the headlights. And we tried to make this program a little more exposure to you so that you can become an activist if you choose to. A lot of farmers and people who are in the agricultural community, for instance, on 123 TCP, are saying, you know, well, you got to die sometime. You know, this is the attitude people have. Well, you see, the whole aspect of the firewall, I call it, of climate change is nothing more than a drape to hide or keep from the public what I've been talking about since I began on RBN, and that has to do with the human species extinction. Now, I want to keep that thought in your mind, if you'd be kind enough, as we open our three-hour program. I'm going to change the sentence structure to come out this way. everyone is discussing in the past few hours with Senator McCain, is in the hospital for an eye operation. I understand they're promoting the idea that I might be a vessel with a retina or two. The optic chiasm, which is cross nerve section of the base of the brain. So they're holding out voting on health care in the Senate. Now, you take that little piece of fact and add it to the idea, well, say, well, we can't afford to lose too many Republicans to vote. And I find it irony. The Democrats never let the Republicans see Obamacare, but only Senator McCain saw it, and he didn't have the guts to tell his fellow people, and I happen to know that, you know, being connected, didn't tell his fellow Republicans what was in Obamacare, and particularly the death penalty. So I find it irony. A sad, sick, demented irony. The whole process comes down to, I've talked about the death panel in such a way, I told you about it. I think that I spent 4 years on this station, on each program. I gave to my listeners sections of the health care bill before it became law. My intention was hoping that the audience would become activists. As the discussion of Medicaid, which is very important for the new health care law, it becomes apparent that there are two groups of people. There are people who are called the undeserving, not poor, who hide their money and pretend to be destitute, so the government will pay for their their nursing home care. And of course, that program takes away money from the intentional program of medical care for the impoverished American who has to give in some states. The government's lying again this morning, and it's worse than lying. Forcing people in some states, and this has been going on for close to 25 years, forcing people to divorce so that they can get better coverage. They're $200 above a rate. They can't get into hospice. They can't get care. We're going to talk about that. The 800-pound gorilla in the room. People ask, well, why is the country in such economic situations in terms of things? Well, it has to do with greed, it has to do with corruption, it has to do with unions, lobbyists, and tort lawyers who don't have, they're out of the loop on the health care law concerning tort caps on malpractice in medicine. On top of that layer happens to be the money that goes into the pensions of the people in the country. On top of that layer is the amount of money that goes into merger and acquisitions on buyout funds. You know, the government doesn't want you to know about it, and haven't for years. But now, of course, the chickens come home to roost. When a company does a buyout, they have a private equity firm. They collect about $2.5 trillion under management. And what they do with that money is that they turn to a wealth fund or a pension fund or an insurer, and normally it's in the United States. Most of that money is going overseas. And the biggest private equity contribution by region changes the actual cash flow coming in. In other words, it's obscene to have a federal government worker make $15,000 a month on pensions on average. But the money is being flowed into the other side of the world in holding companies. I'm going to give what you're not supposed to know. And this will come into the concept of down the road in this program. Okay, remember, my shows are copywritten. The work I've done on the water is copywritten. And the work that I've done in terms of things, and to have a government, high-level government person say to me, not anymore, than a few hours ago, we don't want you to talk about 123 TCP. And I said, you know who in the hell you're talking to, don't you? The person who's talking to me is level, well, they're above GS-17. So you can tell that they're using the same, they're peeing in the same toilet that are making disruptions as the President of the United States. So this is no joke, see? And I had a senator who said, well, I've already got 6 amicus curiae beefs filing in the federal courts. 2 are going to be into the Supreme Court in the next session. They all have to do with the physiology of the body and the process of how you've been killing people. So screw you. And that's what I said, screw you. I made the decision of what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to tell you how many billions of dollars to change the world happened here. Everybody walking around from foreign countries, buying up mansions, the Syrians coming in, you know, headstrong. Lowest they'll go is $40 million on a house, you know. The Government Employees Pension Fund has placed $6 billion into the rest of the world for their pension system. Future Fund, $9 billion. Bahrain, Markakat Holding Company. The Markakat Holding Company carries the money and floats the money for the crooked lobbyists. I mean it, they're crooked. I mean, they're not the BS crooked like you see in a movie, the thing where they take human waste companies. These are the human waste companies that put feces in the agricultural system. You're not supposed to know about that. They've been doing it for over 62 years. $10 billion into the world equity funds that are in the Asian Middle East market. Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, $40 billion. In the United States, on the border into Canada, WSIB Company, $18 billion. CGPQ, $20 billion. OTTP Corporation, $21 billion. CalPERS, $25 billion. Those are the kind of the teachers in the country and the professors in the university. That's $25 billion, you got. CCPV Investment Board, $44 billion. USS Corporation in Lower England, $8 billion. Alaros, $9 billion. PGGM, $10 billion. All Pensions Group, $22 billion. Korean teachers going into the Madagascar formation off the offshore bank, $4 billion. That's the Korean teachers. China Life, $10 billion. The HKMA Corporation, $12 billion. MPS, $17 billion. The GIC, $32 billion. Private equity's contributions to the termination of the flow of money to make the pensions force into the healthcare system. Now, I mentioned to you when we started on air that the death panel, the Independent Payment Advisory Board, had to be repealed by Congress's own act by February 1st, 2017. It was not. It became constitutional. And everybody in this country took a blind eye. The senators took their cuts. The representatives took their cuts. The people on the street, in terms of the waste disposal business, the water business, and the dam business for building dams, took their cuts. What was the cut? When I went into chloramine-caused health damage, I wrote that on the terms of 2009, and I had it in three sections from 2005 to 2009. It was $16 trillion just to take care of the water infrastructure debt of the United States of America. And you can go to the homepage of RBN and take that, and you can read it. Become an activist at least. Don't go brain dead. Don't sit there and say, oh, yeah, you know, it's all the people and they're bad people in Congress. No, most of them should be in jail, for God's sakes. But they're immune because they're in the Congress. Get a grip. I know we're all supposed to be nice on this program and talk about how people need to have the formation and need to know, but you have to act on it. You take the private equity fund that's driving up the basis of the code system for healthcare. Apollo Investment Fund, $25 billion at work on the back end. The Blackstone Capital Partners, $5 billion, $20 billion. GS Capital Partners, $6 billion, $21 billion. Apollo Investment Fund, $8 billion, $18 billion. Blackstone Capital Partners, that's where the lobbyists put their money, $18 billion. CVC Capital Partners Fund, that's $17 billion. KKR Fund, 2006 Fund, $16 billion. And TEG Partners, $17 billion. They advertise these for the United States municipal pension schemes, and this is part of the foreign money. It mixes with the national wealth funds for human bodies. The death penalty has a different meaning, okay? Obama, President Obama, set this socialist system up to have 13 people from the street, according to the terms of their political affiliation, to be on the death penalty. To determine the Independent Payment Advisory Board for people to have health care. It hasn't been repealed. It's constitution, and the House and the Senate have to vote two-thirds to repeal it. And that hasn't happened in the history of the United States of America to have both at the same time. We'll see you at the other end of the break, and we're going to pick up on some other truths that you need to know. Call number is 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Now, when I first started on RBN, I had placed in, it was at the end of the first year of being on air. I had put together a legal principle of having a grand jury of science and technology. The intention was, and still is, that we have, of course, a civil grand jury. We have a criminal grand jury. But we do not have a grand jury of science and technology. For the people who make the decisions in science and health that are in Congress or in process of what are called the subsidiary transactions in the real world with Congress. And if you have 13 people off the street that can be in the independent payment and advisory board, in other words, a death panel, and you have people who wrote the death panel, which I have interviewed, Dr. Emanuel and the rest of the process of that you die at 75. Of course, it's the government's added a year. It's now 76. Your metrics in terms of how you relate and how much virtual water you use, what the process is, what your knowledge base is. I'm a knowledge engineer for real. There are only a few of us left in the world. And who are still in the process. You can take all of the algorithms you like, all these startups, all the process of the whole system, and they have their own people, okay? In medicine, they have their own people. Finest doctors in the world, the biggest universities, the whole system. But a knowledge engineer, as myself, which I didn't ask to be one when years ago, but I was blessed to be trained, placed into five major disciplines, have four PhDs, a licensed medical science system, and be an intellectual property evaluator. Now, that's just God's work. I didn't ask for any of it. I wanted to get married, have a family, and have a small ranch. I couldn't do it because I had to do missions for Uncle Sam. But I'm going to put it to you, the day I declare the grand jury in science and technology is now going to include the medical decisions that are made by physicians and congresspeople as a crime. And I've written up the grand jury of science and technology to include that because I was setting that up for the people who make the decisions about the chemicals that were being put in the water. And I passed this by a lot of legal professors, and they understood it. They said they can't come out and openly declare, but they think this is a very, very good position. See, people write books about what the political mind is, or what what one politician and their effect in the culture. Everybody talks around it like they still want to keep their tenure. They know there's crime here. And so, boys and girls, this now includes, since this is the appropriate time, we're into the concept of the middle-class Medicaid argument in the Congress, and they act like it's a big deal. They've known about this for years. They knew about it when they were putting together Obamacare. Obamacare was nothing more than a social program of saying of the inequality of one person fighting for another. You know who started that? The writings from Trotsky, Saul Alinsky, who mentored actually Hillary Clinton, was a basis. The first model was called Hillary Care. And what got me was she wrote it on a government publication, made money all over the place, and all the suckers in the world bought it. It's unbelievable. Well, boys and girls, grand jury of science and technology for the corruption of physicians, congresspeople, and a third group within that legal concept that can be done. People can argue about the Constitution. They can argue about the fact that we don't own anything. And that's very obvious because the Schiavo case that I talk about in Florida when Jeb Bush was the governor, Janet Reno was the attorney general and not let Schiavo have a cup of water. The government was telling you something. People outside the home by the hundreds holding cups of water just to give this patient a chance to live. The government made it clear through Janet Reno, you do not own your baby. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and call number is 800-313-9443. I'm presenting the grand jury of science and technology to cover medical and tort malpractice actions in states. Now, this is formally filed and open for consideration, which I'm going to be doing papers on it. For law professors, this will be the third leg of the grand jury in science and technology. So let's be clear. This is a grand jury of science and technology that I'm proposing for the chemicals in the water in the process of it. The government has not made a change on any sterilants, even percolate, through the medical deans of medical schools. There have been even lead itself, everybody talks about lead, like that's the biggest killer. Well, it is a big killer. But if it wasn't for Mark Edwards, who was working for the EPA before I came onto this subject, and he exposed the concept of lead in Washington, D.C. on the abortion rate, they kicked him out of the EPA, and now he's teaching in West Virginia University, I believe. He couldn't get a grant in the process of it, but he revived himself for doing what's right. Then we have the professor that's at Northwestern University before I came on the scene, who was very responsible for getting the bromate and the bromide out of the water supply, as he thought he had all of it, but he did the initial work. I came on the scene and exposed the 119 chemical agents, the human work, the development of the process, and how it was tied into the United Nations 2015, and then the 2020 United Nations Agenda 2020, and then the Agenda 2030, which is now in the concept. Now, at no time did the United States government and their agencies change any of the minimum dose concepts except for three chemicals and the only ones that they take anything to the bench. Meanwhile, the concept of depopulation of the Earth has been the formation of the basic plan. Now, I'm giving you that as the placing on the table before I talk a little about Medicaid. And I'll start out ahead of myself in the terms of the Medicaid is actually, everybody talks about, well, it's to help people that can't afford, that are struggling in poverty, and that's important. But now the Medicaid is considered by the middle class as free. They're entitled to free care. And that's the truth of it. And also now we've got the added patient load, which is called opiate abuse treatment. Now, Medicaid pays for the bill over two-thirds of the Americans living in nursing homes. Now, the nursing home situation is governed by states, and I find it absolutely, completely offensive that states on asset base, if you can get, you have Medicaid monies, some of these states ask you to divorce, and so that you can have a split, you know, system of asset acuity in terms of the equity position. Yet the death panel uses equity position against you, again, in terms of the fact of what your worth is. The 2 years ago when I first exposed this, the worth of a human being was $1.2 million. It's now gone up to 1.7. Anything beyond that, excess, you know, in terms of that, like the virtual water you use, your knowledge base, and the process of this. And in fact, when you read my bio, just take, you know, take the effort to read my bio and understand where I've arrived at the concept of the use of being a person as a special master in courts, and a person is into the process of this, particularly the case that's coming up on climate change, which I talked about in the last two shows. You need to get a grip, in my opinion. I'm very accusational on that. I don't care who I offend when I say that. I think you've been asleep too long. You think because you're older that you don't have self-worth. Well, that's what religion's done to you, or the policy's done to you. That's what other things in the facets have done to you. You can complain all you want about the government because they're rotten. And they haven't made a change. They haven't developed a system. They protected their own territory on the monies that they get from these unions, lawyers, and other people, but the doctors themselves. People seem to forget that the rules are made by doctors. The codes are determined by doctors. So I include the grand jury of science and technology on tort malpractice, which is they've never brought in on any system of a death penalty or any kind of program and working it through. The tort lawyers run Washington. Period. I challenge that. And the grand jury of science and technology does it. So that's the fourth leg of the grand jury of science and technology. So if you have a poverty program that has become a middle-class program, which is exactly what it is at this point, because the middle class, they hide their money and their and have the forms to show their destitute to the government, so they want the government to pay for their nursing home care. I've stood in hospital quarters where I've had families, after they've heard the decision that the person needs care in a nursing home system, and I've been there. I was there. I heard this when I was first in the days when hospitals had benches outside their wards, to give you an idea. They don't do that anymore, but that's where it is. And the family would say, I'm not going to nursing home. I'm not going to take care of him or her. You know, we're going to put him in a nursing home. And it is, and in those days, if you had a lot of money, you put it in a private home, and you took care of them. They used to call them solariums. And in hospitals, and when I started medicine, they had solariums were in the hospital. So the solarium was a good idea because you get a little light, got plants around you, you know. And the environmentalists came in and, of course, took away the plants the same way they took away dams. Under the same, you can't build a dam because of the river flow. Well, I challenge you for, you know, the minute 319 project under the peanut farmer. Killed more people in agriculture in the process of thing. It was almost like a third world war, loss of life and plants and agriculture on this planet because of that president. And his stamp is on this thing, too. The peanut farmer's on here. Clinton's on here, even pieces of Reagan are on here, and now, and of course Obama, completely socialist, is on here. The new president, I can't say, except I'm going to give you a clue before this three-hour show is over. The whole thing comes down to the fact that the idea that the two systems, the ones that hide their money and the ones that are impoverished, the impoverished people don't have enough money because of the other people who are called the undeserving, not poor, who hide their money to get the nursing home system. But I've heard him the whole way. He said, I'm not going to take care of him. I want nothing to do with it. You know, anything they show off. In fact, the assisted suicide concept was developed with the thinking in mind, because the people in the wealthy section of the hospital system created that. And you take, and this is the exact system, was called Death with Dignity, and bill was rescinded not any more than 5 days ago. Death with Dignity was taken out as a life-ending prescription, was in fact just so that they would come under more government control. You know, so the thing is, the whole thing, in fact, the Federal Reserve, Yellen, on her Federal Reserve position, we're talking the same thing as where I am right now, which I'm trying to communicate within these few minutes I have. World-shaking decisions that have to be made of who lives and dies. And Yellen is saying that the aging population's effect is pushing the economy down. It's not their problem. It's the aging problem. So the thing is that they want to get rid of the people who are over a certain age, 65 years and older, are increasing into the workforce. And, of course, this is carrying a 10% load on the stocks and the stock participation. So Yellen says, well, we're going to change the interest rate, force the income system in the shift. It's called quantum theory mathematics. And the public walks around drinking their Starbucks and just going through and hearing conversations of the people from other countries who are carrying around checkbooks to buy property, buildings, and the rest of it, particularly the Chinese. America's already gone. We have to, if you want to talk about knowledge and you want to talk about changing America and you think that you're older and it's too big of a problem for you, you just go to the drugstore and find out how much of a problem it is for you. There's the prices of the concepts, the food's going up, food is the next world war, waste food and control of it in the new cities I talked about in the last two shows, I'm giving you clues all over the place. And this is not an academic show on Republic Broadcasting. There never was. I came here, I figured that I'd have one or two shows. I had never done a show in my life. I had the blessing of a lot of people, and I think I had a lot of help from God as far as I'm concerned. But it was the staff at this station that made it possible for me to be here and learn how to be here. It was John Stadmiller who had the damn wisdom to, in the throes of all of his problems, to keep a station, to bring me on board. And I'll never forget it. Every show I do is a process, is a dedication to RBN and to my listeners. But now the foot hits the pavement. It's now a decision. I've been talking about the death panel. I've given you the process. They haven't repealed it. Next paragraph. How do you grade the system on who lives and dies? Those families that met in the hallways of hospitals, they do it today. They do it today. They would say, I'm not going to take care of that. We got to take care of our asset. Let's see a lawyer. And they do. Put the money in trust. Some states, the example, the individual retirement accounts don't count in some states against the Medicare asset. So the asset limits determined by Medicaid have a certain amount. Gets over that, the couple's got a divorce. I'm so against it, I can't stand it. I'm not married either, and I'm fighting for the married people. You would think the married people would just say, well, that's not right. No, you put it into the money. The people have become, and this is my private view now, we're working into a personal subject, of which, the creation in religion is lowering now, which is the thing people talk about, because we have divisions in the country. And the process of development of who you are, how you came here, what your beliefs are, is important in another way. If you have a definition of poverty, which is different in each state than the individual retirement account, which is a government account, comes under a different kind of flag in the real world. So the government accounting office has found that there are a few states, if I give them to you, I'm going to save that for another show, because that's a whole another piece of corruption that goes beyond the thing who lives and dies. It determines who lives and dies. And a Medicaid applicant can sometimes doesn't have to give more than 5 years of a financial record in some states. So the lawyers come in. Now, these lawyers are specialists within that concept of the Medicaid system and the death panel. That's why Congress didn't repeal it. Because the Congress, the people in their districts, they have their transactions with these lawyers. See? And we're not talking, five figures. A payoff on something like this is run. I already gave you the figures. In the terms of transfer of money. Seven figures. Just think about that. You're a lone person out there to think, I'm running for my country. Yeah, Jock, you are. You never pay for your dinner when you go to a restaurant. The car dealer gets a new car, sets up your wife with a new car. The guy at the diamond shop, gives you a cut on the diamonds where you're trying to buttress up your girlfriend or your mistress or your wife. You get cuts all the way down the line. And that's the real world. So you have the lawyer who's setting up the special trust. They're holding the assets that are exempt from that eligibility requirement of the virtual of no assets. And then you get to the no asset time, the lawyer gets his cut on the one-third. Now, in most states on Medicaid, the houses are exempt from the asset limit. So you have You can have some states have furnishings that are exempt. They even go down to the dining room table. What kind of dining room table it is. If you have an asset base that you're in the art business, then of course you can you have a bigger deduction away from. This is not the tax. This is the creation or manipulation of assets. But you have to divorce. And the tactics are from each state. And here we have a break coming up, and I'm just getting ready to give you the kicker. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Did you know that people are going to exorcists rather than going to a doctor? Yeah, it's kind of interesting. That'll be another show. Time's clicking away. I only got seconds to give you 3.5 weeks of hard research. Medicaid, this is what they get the figures for you. So Medicaid has about 75 million Americans, and that I say Americans because if you're illegal and you come in the United States, you're all free. And those of you out there in the world, You come into a country, you're not a citizen, and you get it free. But 75 million Americans are enrolled in Medicaid. And out of that, the real figure, they don't want to tell the public, is 36 million of that 75 million are children. The legal child, come in across the border, you're free. An estimated 8 million people have not enrolled and are going to alternate care, not that fancy alternate care you talk about having vitamins or you're coming through. In fact, the FDA doesn't even support that system because they're not making money on the other end, which is your body, as it is in the death panel. And that's the truth of it. There's about 20% of all Americans are holding off on enrolling in anything. If you're an illegal person in the United States of America, you get it free. That's going to be up to you, listeners, to how you handle that. If you give that shot to me to do something like that, you won't like the answer. Medicaid beneficiaries include 39% of all children, 12% of all adults, 64% of all nursing home residents, 30% of all adults with disabilities. And by the way, if you're an illegal, disabilities, you get free. 60% of all children with disabilities are also in that mix of 36 million children under Medicaid. The parents have to be divorced. If you are an illegal in the United States, you get it free. The Medicaid program, as it stands as we speak this morning, is $389 billion so far this year. The total spending by the federal and state government is $553 billion in the year 2016, and it's $118 billion on long-term home health care. This is where they pay the foreigners to come in without citizenship to take care of people and buy those big real estate places and mansions so that they can put in each room an elderly person and make a total, on the average, of $5,000 a human being in that house. If you're an illegal coming in the United States, you get it free. If you're getting personal assistance in the terms of the nursing home, the government will pay a person from another country to come in, and that's usually what the case is. You'll see ads all over the place. We're hiring in terms of having an assisted care in the nursing home. Yeah, they get to collect. It can go higher than $6,000 a month and comes into the other fact, and the person's working there hardly does any care whatsoever. They're making $31 to $48 an hour. And they sit there and watch TV on most of the cases. In 10 years, the surviving members of the baby boom generation will be in their 80s. The government does not want you to know that the federal expenditure, including the Affordable Care Act coverage, in other words, they don't intend to repeal that, you see. They want the death panel in there because that's their bread and butter. That's $650 billion, and after 2027, it will be a complete industry. It's called the body industry. If you have a Republican care bill as it stands this morning, it'll remove 10 million people that are added to the Medicare by Obamacare, and that'll only slow the growth of the program, but you see, the Republicans have an alternative to get people to make choices. The Democrats are against it as of this morning. And the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that by 2026, Medicare will be $470 billion with the repeal of the Medicare expansion. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways, 800-313-9443.